We're just weeks into 2019, but those at the U.S. Census Bureau have long been focused on 2020. That's when the next national census will take place. Leaders in Alabama say this census is especially important for the state. WBHM's Andrew Yeager explains.
A census reminder might not be the most memorable part of an inaugural speech, but that didn't stop Governor Kay Ivey from including one in her inaugural address last month.
It is all of our responsibility to make certain that every citizen is counted in the 2020 census.
Officials are drawing attention to it for two main reasons. First, billions of federal dollars a year are divvied up based on census numbers. Secondly, Alabama could lose a congressional seat. That's because the state's population hasn't been growing as quickly as other states. Terry Ann Lowenthal is a national census consultant.
There are a lot of challenges in Alabama.
Lowenthal says one of those challenges is that Alabama is a difficult state to count. That's because it has a higher percentage of African Americans than other states, and historically blacks are undercounted. Same idea for people living in poverty. This is also the first census where residents can respond online, and fewer people than average in Alabama have broadband. Lowenthal says state and local officials will have to work to overcome those obstacles.
So I think there's, you know, some general evidence that community-based outreach efforts really do help boost participation, especially in areas that historically have been more reluctant to participate.
The man leading Alabama's outreach effort is State Census Committee Chairman Kenneth Boswell. He says the potential loss of a congressional seat has grabbed attention.
With this particular census, there is a big push, not only by the government side of the house, but also industry, agriculture, different segments of society that really, really have came to the table.
Boswell says the committee is developing marketing plans and expects to launch a campaign in April, and they want to tailor their message to those who are hardest to reach.
We do have an outreach group that we're working with that will not only impact the Hispanic population, but the Korean population.
But some fear the Trump administration's bid to add a citizenship question to the census could ultimately lower the response rate. The issue is making its way through the federal courts. Then there's another layer. The census counts all U.S. residents. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall sued last summer to block the government from counting those living in the country illegally. Isabel Rubio is executive director of the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama, a group that is participating in census efforts. She calls the lawsuit short-sighted.
It hurts everybody in Alabama. Why wouldn't we want to make sure that we are counting everybody to get our fair share?
Marshall's suit argues not counting those living in the country illegally would mean Alabama is less likely to lose a congressional seat. That's because Alabama has fewer unauthorized immigrants than states such as Texas or California. Census Committee Chairman Kenneth Boswell declined to comment on the lawsuit. In any case, expect to start seeing information about the census soon, and a lot over the coming year. Boswell won't predict whether Alabama will be able to hold on to that seat in Congress, but he knows what he'd like Alabama's response rate to be.
I'd like to be 100%.
A tall order for any state, let alone one with demographic challenges starting at half a step behind. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.